Sarah Purcell, aged 35, was convicted of burglary, theft, and forgery when she stole from her job back in 2011. Purcell violated parole 3 times before the latest incident, which had landed her more work service and more jail time. After her probation violation in June, Judge William Carey gave her 3 weeks to complete an assessment at the Gateway Center for Human Services to get her on track toward drug rehabilitation. Purcell didn't make it to Gateway in that time, and a urine test from July 21st came back positive for meth. Her probation officer suggested a $5,000 bail. Judge William Carey agreed.
She has a methamphetamine addiction. Sorry, man, I can look at you and say, I hate to say that, but it's a fact. I think she's a danger to herself. I think she's a danger to the community. Because of her addiction, I think $5,000 is not out of line.
In an unrelated incident, a Ketchikan couple is charged with violating parole after they were found with meth, illegal prescription drugs, and drug paraphernalia. Police say they found Lisa Suarez with 4 small bags and 1, quote, bulk quantity of methamphetamine, totaling more than 57 grams. Suarez told police that she had done meth with her fiancé, William Riggs, aged 53, who has prior drug possession charges. Police say they found Riggs with a bulk stock of Ziploc bags, but no actual drugs in the car he and Purcell took to California just days before. A search of Riggs' apartment allegedly yielded 2 unprescribed tablets of Tramadol, which Riggs told police came from a friend of Purcell's. Police say they also found 2 glass pipes in Riggs' sock drawer. Court documents say 1 pipe was found in a pair of what looked like women's socks, while the other was found rolled in a white tube sock labeled Billy. The pipe in the Billy sock tested positive for meth. Suarez's bail was set at $2,000 Monday, while Riggs was set at $2,500 on Tuesday. Judge Carey, once again, couldn't be swayed by the public defender to lower the bail.
There's apparently using going on, or I think you could draw that inference anyway from the information, and that's specifically the conduct that we're trying to stop. So I think he's a danger to the community. I don't think $2,500 is out of line, and that's going to be my order. It's subject to review by Judge Stevens.
Purcell's next court date is September 1st. Riggs and Suarez's next date is September 8th. Both cases will be held in Ketchikan Superior Court. Reporting from Ketchikan, I'm Madeline Beck.